I'm Deandra Simmons, and I'm halfway to 100, and I don't give a rip.
And I'm Mama D, and I'm close to 80, and I really don't give a rip.
And I'm Amy Vanderhoff, and it's easy to not give a rip. We're going to show you how.
Welcome to the I Don't Give a Rip podcast. Redo.
It's the podcast that almost wasn't.
Hi, Amy B.
Hi, DeandraSimmons.com.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello.
Tommy with the good hair.
Yeah, it's a mess right now.
Should
honestly.
We be full disclosure about the podcast that almost wasn't?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, our podcast is going to drop a little late this week. We want to leave you in anticipation because we did record a podcast that was going to drop this morning, but it got eaten up by the atmosphere.
And it was fan-effantastic. Let me just tell you, too bad.
It was an hour.
We gave you all the scoop on all the things that we usually can't tell you, but now it's gone.
Nope.
Well, there must have been something that, of course, I said that the universe had to pull it back from us.
I don't know. We went through a lot of stuff in that podcast.
Oh my God.
It was the longest recording we've ever done.
But it was the funnest one too. So I'm so mad that it ended
up messing
up. Note
to team, tequila is not a good idea when we're recording a podcast.
Oh yeah.
Or at least for me. You guys are fine. I probably should.
You weren't drinking
though. The engineer should not have tequila.
I had one shot.
Yikes.
Because I needed a little pick me up too.
One shot that was 8 ounces.
Yikes. That's because Lance was here.
And
he was
pouring them. We had Lance Bland was with us and he was so funny and engaging, but he'll be back.
We'll do an update next week.
To regale us with more stories.
Oh, man. See, you know, sometimes you don't get it right.
Of Grinderland.
Yes. Grinder, Tinder, Bumble. We were talking all the dating apps.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. So speaking of that, yesterday, Conrad, who's been on the podcast before, sent us a picture of this in his pot on his, I guess, his balcony. It looked like there was like a pot leaf growing in the pot. So he's like, how did this get here? And I go, probably one of your Grinder tips. Somebody left a tip. And then nobody could figure out what it was because it wasn't popping. It looked like it. And I think like Susan Darren, who's also been on the podcast, he was researching it. But I'm like, oh, that's just called that grinder leaf. That's what we're going to call that.
A grinder leaf.
A grinder leaf.
Someone left you a little present.
Oh my God. That was so funny.
All right. So let's catch everybody up of what's going on this week. We were talking, a little bit of Deandra's life, her work, her scheduling these days, kind of skirting around the issues of things are moving forward, but and you're very busy. Life is full despite the global pandemic.
I'm very busy. My husband is out of town on a vacation. Oh my God, really? He went to Big Bend on a camping trip.
The camping trip that you guys were supposed
to take. I really did want to go because I, believe it or not, I do like camping. I'm kind of an outdoors girl. So I'm a little bit jealous because he got to go to Terlingua and Marfa and is it Lajitas? Yeah, Lajitas, that really fancy resort.
Oh, I don't know it.
Well, he didn't go there. He camped under, outside in the wilderness. He didn't go to Lajitas. He like drove by and took a picture for me.
And how long of a drive is that?
Oh my God, like a whole day, probably 8-9 hours, I would think. So he went into the Big Bend area. They camped a little bit outside. So he was going to stay because this is his last day in the park where he was next to where they set up camp. And then he'll be home tomorrow. But the pictures are awesome. He looks like he's having a good time. So, okay. I mean, it's a little bit hot for me right now out in West Texas.
Oh, yeah. And you've been busy here and holding down the fort. So how has it been with you on your own at home this week?
Well, Samir is the man of the house. Jeremy said, now, Samir, you're going to be the man of the house while I'm gone. So I have a protector.
Very good. I feel safe with Samir around.
I have a protector, thank God, since that wacko took our fence partly down on 4th of July. We have to talk about that again. So we had just our regular, I call it the COVID crew over here because it's the same people under 10 that we all are together and only together in my house. We don't go out and, we don't put anyone in jeopardy. So the regular COVID crew was here and Mama D and we're all sitting outside and we're playing beer pong, of course, in the pool. There's a floating beer pong. If you don't have it, it's fun, but it's really hard, by the way, because the wind blows the ping pong balls around and then you're like, oh my God, am I ever going to get the ball in?
Just means you got to aim better.
That's awesome. Well, whatever you say, Tommy, I was doing really well. I won the first game. I even beat my husband in the first game. And then the second game, I just could not get the last two cups. It was Horrible.
You got secret skills, girl.
I'm pretty good at
camping
the,
and beer pong.
At the quarter playing, beer pong playing.
Quarters. Okay, so you guys were outside playing 4th of July, and then you were happy.
Well, then we started the karaoke. So, right. And Carrie Brittingham came over because, you know, I see her all the time. We work together. And so she came over and she and Lance were singing some, I don't know, Mexican fiesta song. Of course, I have no idea what it was. And the next thing you know, this guy like peers over the fence and pulls the board off the fence. And he tried to sell us drugs. He was like, sounds what? Like you guys are having a party. Do you want some cocaine? You're like, no, we don't do that here. And so Jeremy went running out and pinned him to the ground. And then Sydney went out and he was, you know, I was not aware of all this happening at the time. I didn't get out there in time, but he, you know, sweet talked Sydney. Oh, my girlfriend just broke up with me. I'm really sorry. Blah, blah, blah. So they let him go.
Oh, and so he was jumping over your fence. It's nighttime. He's obviously intoxicated or something. He has drugs on him. He's trying to sell you guys.
Oh, he was like out of his mind. So yeah. So he broke the fence. So that has to be repaired this week. Cause I called the police. They came, they couldn't find him. I mean, it's always like never ending, you know, fun and excitement over here.
Gosh, that's not good.
No.
Oh, there's the man of the house now. Hey, Samir.
Hi, Samir, man of the house. Hi, guys. You taking care of things?
He looks like a little kid. He's walking around eating a bowl of cereal. He looks like he's your son.
He's actually probably eating cobbler because I made a peach and strawberry cobbler that was to die for. Of course, that's not on my diet.
But you're so culinary and you take care of your friends when they come over.
The diet starts every day at, you know, when I wake up at like 7 or 8 and then it's over by 2 or 3 in the afternoon or 4.
You're like, I'm intermittent fasting right now. I feel thin.
I do. I literally intermittent fast, but then when I eat at night, I'm not so great. So
it's a balance.
I deserve a treat. And then in the morning, so the dog was up all night long, sick. So I had to go out to the bathroom all night long. So then I decided that my second or third time I needed some cobbler. For sustenance.
I get that. That seems fair. Did you put ice cream on that sucker?
No, so I had the cold cobbler at first because, I mean, I don't like that as much. Then I'm like, let's microwave it. Went back for my second helping. And then I went to the gym this morning and my trainer's like, why aren't you losing weight? You're really working out hard.
And you're like, I don't know. It must be hormones.
My diet. How's that chicken breast going that I'm telling you to eat every few hours? Oh, it's great.
It's the late night eating. It's what gets you.
And that's the only time I really like to eat is we don't eat. I can't stop eating at 6 because we don't even have time in our lives to eat before 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. I mean, 7 would be really early. Then, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm kind of a middle of the night eater, guys. I want to confess.
Wait, what? You wake up to eat?
Yes, I do. Newsflash, I've never told anybody this.
Oh my gosh. I'm fascinated by the middle of the night eating.
I'm not sleepwalking. So,
okay, because sometimes people have like take an Ambien or something and they say, I wake up because of that.
I wake up hungry.
I'm right there with you.
I woke up like this.
Do you, hold on. Real confession. Do you have like snacks next to your bed?
Okay, I used to have some almonds next to my bed and some chocolate bars.
That's fair. I have little peanut butter crackers that I keep next to my bed.
Okay, so I still have the chocolate bars. So I'll have a square or two or three or four. Mm-hmm. But usually my go-to snack in the middle of the night is I go down to the kitchen and I get my graham crackers with almond butter and honey.
So you're making something at that point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's like toolery involved a little bit.
There is. So it's just the sweetness and then the protein and then the little graham cracker. I mean, I'm like
a
little baby.
You have to get out of bed to do it. Like you were just
sleeping.
I'll
get out of bed. I'll go anywhere to eat, honey.
And you come all the way down the stairs.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm really tired. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, my stomach's going, wah, wah, wah. So my stomach always wins. Always.
And my stomach always wins. That's the tweet heard around the world. Okay, so you turn on lights at this point? Like you fully engage with being awake?
I go downstairs, turn on the kitchen lights, make my little snack, then go back upstairs. Oh, Jeremy never knows. He doesn't even know that I do midnight or after midnight eating.
He doesn't?
He doesn't know.
He
I haven't
sleeps
told
right
him.
Through it.
He'll know now.
Oh my gosh. He doesn't know about your dirty little secret.
I mean, look, there's a positive. At least I'm not doing a tequila shot.
All right. That is a win.
Nobody,
that
you don't fair. Eat anything in the middle of the night ever?
No, I'm not a get
you never
up in the
wake
middle.
Up hungry?
I don't wake up to pee. I don't wake up for anything in the middle of the night.
You're
like,
a deep sleeper then.
I'm not a deep sleeper. I'm just someone who, if I got up, I would never fall back asleep.
Okay.
So I am a temperamental sleeper. I would even say that I have to just, if I get woken up, my son wakes me up in the middle of the night. If anything happens, that's it. I feel like I can't go back to sleep. And well, I would think eating and digesting would keep you awake, but you're able to fall back asleep?
No, there's some like study about protein in the middle of the night. That's why the almond butter comes in. If you eat protein in the middle of the night, it will help you sleep better. If you can't sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's also sometimes cheese. It's a protein.
Sometimes cheese happens.
Sometimes, you know, chicken or turkey, or it just depends.
Oh my gosh.
A sandwich.
I can see. Can you see little? She's like, sometimes I just order in. I can see Deandra in her little House on the Prairie gown coming down the stairs.
Why isn't Uber Eats delivering right now? Yeah, my little House on the Prairie. So I did do some closet reorganization, just so you know. Got rid of some tank tops, if you didn't see my Instagram story.
Oh my gosh, did you have a lot of tank tops?
Oh, yes. And Samira's like, oh, no, ma'am.
And he made you get rid of them all?
Even Sydney didn't want the tank tops, okay.
She's they're like, that no. bad? Oh.
But there are people on Instagram that wanted the tank tops, and those are questionable people.
They were saying, donate it to me?
Some of them I look like a farm girl, I mean, to be honest. And some of them probably were purchased when I was 20 years old. And, you know, remember when they had Benetton?
Oh my gosh,
and Esprit Sport?
Oh my gosh, you're throwing it way back, Benetton. United Colors.
Oh, I couldn't even get one boob in there, much less two at this point.
So what do? You bag them up and someone donates them?
So we have a few more, actually. Actually, I saved a few more for another Insta story because they were just too good not to Insta story. So we have to do that today. But then, yeah, I bag them up and there's different organizations that will come to your house. There's some veterans organizations, or if I can't do that, Salvation Army or Goodwill. It just kind of depends, but nothing I could sell. I mean, the stuff is, nobody would buy this stuff. There's no way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the reason I'm telling
it's
you
yours,
that is because I did go through the nightgowns. Okay.
Oh.
And I got rid of some, but the Little House on the Prairie ones stayed.
Of course.
You know why? Because they're cotton. And when you have hot flashes, and for some reason, I mean, my mother likes to sleep sleeveless. I like sleeves and cotton so I can breathe. And they all come like right to my knees, and they have little buttons and little like lacy things on them.
Wait, so the apple didn't fall far from the tree. So mama likes to sleep in nightgowns too. Sleeveless.
I have some of hers that she got tired of because she gets rid of stuff faster than me.
And you like to have sleeves that's not too hot for you?
No, I don't know. As long as it's cotton. Okay. So I did get rid of, And then I could not part with, there's a couple of things I couldn't part with that need to go, but because they're sentimental, like my father passed away, I went through his wardrobe and he had one pair of pajamas with dogs on it and I wanted to keep those.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandparents used to buy me, I'm not kidding, these god awful nightgowns every Christmas. I got these same things, like the ones that button up like you're a Mennonite woman, you know, to your
hot
or Amish to your neck, and they're pink satin and they're flannel on the inside. And then they have these beautiful like round lacy collars. They're
and
not cute.
And you kept them?
I kept one because the last one that my grandparents bought me, I kept that one.
Okay, good. All right.
So yeah, I did pretty well. And then I've gone through every drawer almost except for my Spanx drawer. That would take like 2 days. And
I'm so glad you have a drawer for your Spanx because I have an entire drawer because I have so many tights and leggings and undergarments and hosiery and
no, girlfriend,
whatever.
I have an entire drawer and I have an entire rack in my closet that's just devoted to Spanx and undergarments as well that are hanging.
Oh, wow.
In every size, depending on how much cobbler I eat that month. Goes from large to small.
That's been the best part about not going into a TV studio because I would wear Spanx underneath everything. And that's actually where I would stick my microphones and IFB packs and things like that. And doing it from home now, I mean, not only are pants optional. I mean, you don't have to wear Spanx.
Yeah.
It's been so great being, you know, just getting the top half of me camera
ready. I've
been
Spankless for a while this summer. Spankless.
But you're on camera again these days, aren't you? Dead silence. Nothing.
I take a lot of videos with my phone.
I try to get her while she's weak, Tommy. You see how I do?
Yeah. She's not cracking.
While her defenses are down and I'm like, ugh. But yeah, you're busy. Your plate is full,
I'm busy.
You know, things are picking up in your life with work. And so your life is full. How are you managing it all? How are you keeping stress-free, Deandra?
I don't know about stress-free. Oh, my God. I'm not keeping stress-free, actually. I'm pretty stressed. But I'm trying to manage myself with, you know, my shaman, Darren. We're supposed to have a phone call last night. We have one today. And he's given me homework on kind of just meditations and things like that to calm me, which I need right now because I've been very, a little bit firecracker-ish is what I'm going to call it.
Oh, Baby, you're a firework.
Baby, I'm a firework.
So good.
Anyway, enough about me. How's Bumble?
Oh, boy.
Moving on, Amy.
Moving on. Yeah, so on the podcast that wasn't, we were updating you guys on my dating life. Lance was here, and he was, you know, kind of defining all of the terms between the different platforms. There's so many different ways you can get to this.
I've already forgotten. Oh,
there's
my God.
So many platforms for dating. And Deandra, be blessed and lucky and happy and all the things that you are not in the Wild West of the dating online, because it really is. And I chose a very particular time to dive in. Joining a dating app for the first time post-quarantine, when everyone's a little bit of a nut bar. Everyone's like super anxious, super wanting connection because they just were isolated without one for months.
They're like, okay, you'll do. Let's get married.
Yeah, but it's true.
It's full. I call them the love bombers. And if you guys are out there dating, you know what I mean by the love bombers. Love bombers don't want to earn a place in your life. They just want to skip some steps and be a couple and be, you know, overly familiar, I think. And so you may have to
give some engagement rings back. I don't know. Because if these guys are going to commit quick.
I'm going to break a lot of hearts.
Oh my God.
That's what's going to happen there. Yeah. But it's good. I've had very good experiences overall. I'm enjoying it. I'm learning a lot about myself. But it's the honeymoon phase, right? I've only been doing it a month.
You met someone you kind of like, right?
I've met someone.
Or is that over in 2 days? You did from 2 days ago.
Right.
Oh, we've evolved since then.
I'm like, what, who? No, there's a front runner for sure. It's been good. So we're going to see where it goes. I'm not in a hurry.
Well, my best friend, Sydney, decided after, you were inspiring her, by the way, because she was on Bumble when she moved here and she hasn't been on in forever. And she's also on weight loss. So she's lost about, I think, 13 pounds or something. So she's kind of doing.
Way to go, girl.
She's doing that Noom. So she's working with that app.
Oh, yeah.
So she's been all, and we've been walking. So last night we did about 3 miles together and she said, you know, Amy's kind of inspiring me. I think I'm going to try Bumble again. So I'm like, you go.
I'm not even a spokesperson and look what we're doing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. And that's the whole thing, right? If you always do what you've always done, you always get what you always got. And that was my motivation to do Bumble, to say, I've never tried this before. I'm looking to engage in a different way. Times are changing. We're socializing differently or not at all these days. So it's, you know, why not try to meet somebody and be more, focused about it and, you know, intentional about it. And so that's what it's been good for me for.
Well, you're not going to go to a bar. You're not going to go to a sporting event. You're not going to go to a concert. Where are you going to meet people?
You're not going to go to a party.
No.
You're not going to go to an event. Yeah. So you've got to go where they're hanging out.
So you better be back on Bumble soon, Tommy.
I'm thinking about shifting, getting rid of my Tinder and moving to Bumble.
Yeah. Tinder is just a hookup thing, right?
Yeah. Well, for the most part, yeah.
It's How's just that working game. Out for you? You hooking up?
That's no. A big negatory.
Go on Bumble. We want a Bumble report from Tommy.
I kind of want to see what your profile looks like. Like, what pictures are you using?
Yeah, what pictures are you using? Because this hair look right now is not going to work for a profile pic.
Oh, my gosh. That's fired.
We can look at it off air.
Or on air. Do you guys want to see it? Give us a thumbs up.
Oh, my God. Yes, we'll be posting a picture of Tommy afterwards.
Oh, my God. All right.
But you got some
You need
play.
To put Deandra in your profile.
You got
pics.
Some play on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Amy?
Yes. Yeah. I think her name was Desiree. Shout out if you are a frequent listener to our podcast. I think you are. She was wondering what you look like because we talk about Tommy all the time, but you're not in a lot of photos. You're our behind-the-scenes guy that we make talk into the microphone.
Make talk into the microphone.
Like, talk.
All those months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, shout out to her. She wanted to know what you look like. So you've got some fans and followers of your own.
It's actually nice. It's humbling that even as kind of like the back person, I still get some kind of recognition. So.
Tommy.
Oh, I'm not even going to get it.
Well, you know what? Tommy with the good hair. I think you're stealing my hair vitamins. I'm starting to worry because your hair is growing so long and luscious.
You wouldn't know. Do you count?
Count? That's not. No, not even my checking account. I don't count money ever. That's my problem.
Maybe
or
Tommy,
pills.
Maybe he is taking Nutrafol. This could be a thing. You know, women don't often talk about thinning hair, Deandra, but nearly half of all women experience it by as early as age 40. Now, if you're one of them, you know how it can feel very stressful and scary and, you know, that stress only adds to the problem. So Nutrafol is formulated with potent botanicals to help you grow your hair as strong as you are. And here's the good part, which we love, Deandra, because you are so ingredients savvy. It's a physician formulated and it's 100% drug free.
Yes. And I do love this formula because actually my hair, because of the fact that I took some time off from extensions, I put them back in, but when I have extensions in my hair, actually, you know, it gets really thin. So I thought, well, let's try the Nutrafol this time and see if my hair will stay healthy throughout the life of these extensions. I'm real excited about that. But my hair was in great shape because I'd started taking the Nutrafol before I put the extensions in. So I'm going to continue throughout the whole time of the extensions, but I really have confidence. And there's also different formulas. So I take the menopausal formula because I'm older than you. And I like the fact that they cater to the age and the stage where you are in your life.
Can you say that one more time, that you're older than me?
I am a little older than Amy. I'm in the menopausal phase of my life.
Ooh, a lady of a certain age, we call that.
Lady of a certain age.
Well, Nutrafol is making it easy for you guys to have hair as strong as you are. You can go to Nutrafol.com, promo code RIP. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code is RIP. You're going to receive 20% off. That is a huge offer, and it's their best offer available anywhere. So go to Nutrafol.com/RIP.
And Amy, also on this product, Nutrafol, it has like horsetail and collagen. So I've noticed that my skin looks better. My nails are looking better. And the only thing I can, you know, give credit to is the Nutrafol. So I'm very excited about it in general.
Very good.
Yay.
Like it. Okay. So what's coming up this next week for you guys?
Well, I don't know, because it's always a mystery until Sunday rolls around.
And then you get a schedule of what your week looks like.
And then
like.
Samir sends me a schedule and says, this is what you have to do for work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's not much you can talk about there.
Yeah, that's all. That's
just
all.
Work. Uh-huh.
Just work.
Just work. I'm turning 46 next week, so that's exciting.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait, I remember your birthday.
That was a year ago. Can you believe it?
I thought it?
It
was just recently.
That was a year ago,
that's
that party.
Wild.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that crazy?
Wow. We went to El Bolero.
Yes,
right?
We did. It was at El Bolero.
The one over here on Henderson.
Yep.
Is that still there?
That's still there.
Still there? I think so. Oh my gosh.
I can't believe like a year has gone by so fast.
So you have a COVID birthday just like I did. Fun times. Ugh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. You know, I really just want to be with my son anyway. So we're going to.
What day is your actual birthday?
It's on the 16th, which is a Thursday next week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, that's fun. Happy early birthday,
thanks.
Amy.
Yeah. You know, when you have kids, or if it's not a big birthday, it's no big deal, right? Like, so it's something that you don't even really think about until you start, you know, having thinning hair. I need to take Nutrafol.
So you're going to be 46?
Yes. And like my dad says.
Just 1 year younger than me. Just kidding.
My dad always says, well, every birthday he says, well, turning 46 is better than not turning 46.
Now that's his advice for you
every year. No matter what birthday it is.
Especially during COVID. He'll add that in this year.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, go spice it up.
Yes. But you guys are feeling healthy, right? Everyone's feeling good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm starting to get worried because Texas cases are spiking so much, but that's why I've kind of become a hermit again, unless I have to go out to do something for work or whatever. I just don't want to go to restaurants and to public places. It's just not, I don't want to put myself in harm's way.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So I've also started this new program that my mom sent me from some doctor, and he cured himself of the swine flu. And it's literally like drinking kefir, which is kind of a yogurty, it's a drinkable yogurt. It's a little bit more tart. Drinking kefir, taking vitamin C. And what was the other thing? Oh, there was one more thing. I can't remember what the last thing is. But anyway, I'm doing that protocol now. So I'm doing it every night.
Wow. And that's what he's saying. Is it not preventative or it's cures?
He cured himself with the swine flu by taking this. But then it's also, I'm doing it for preventative because if it gets in your intestine, it washes it out of your intestine.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've also been taking other supplements that are just basically targeted towards viruses and bacterias and things like that. And I read something online. I know it's called coronavirus that in Italy, they did some autopsies and they said it was actually bacteria. So, and their protocol now they've switched is that they give people aspirin and paracetamol, which is kind of like an anti-inflammatory thing that you can get overseas. And there was one other drug that I can't remember. It started with an A, but I've just been doing all the prevention stuff that I can. I mean, I've already take, I always take, of course, my Green Miracle and all those kind of things that we make, the ORAC and the ELO. And
you take a lot of supplements. You're good at taking
But I also
things.
Do a lot of things where I'll make a drink, a big gallon of water, and I'll put a lot of my supplements in there if they don't, if they're not too funky tasting. And that way I drink it all day long.
Oh yeah. That's a good way to consume it too. Cause sometimes, you know, I have to set an alarm to even to take my multivitamin every day cause I'll forget.
I know Sydney's sitting, every time I'm around her alarm goes off like every hour. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm taking milk thistle for my liver. I'm like, how about stop drinking?
What is she taking for her liver? What does it do? It's like to rehabilitate.
Well, because
her
hormones, she couldn't get her hormones because her liver wasn't like her liver enzymes were too high. So the lady put her on milk thistle. I'm like, maybe slow down the Knob Creek. I don't know.
She's going to get you back for that one.
Oh, no.
I'm still mad at her for letting the guy escape down the street. So it's okay.
Yeah,
I'm
seriously.
Just kidding. I'm not mad at her. I'm teasing.
I'm mad at her letting that guy go. Oh, my gosh. All right. So then supplements are key. And you guys, you have with the Green Miracle you guys have and multivitamins. So you're just doing preventative stuff to stay healthy. Because I've been very much a rule follower, but I do fly. I have jobs that I'm flying to. I'm flying, you know, to California twice this month. But, you know, we're in an infectious state here in Texas. So I keep thinking go to one infectious state to another really doesn't matter at this point. You know, when you look at the numbers of how you're likely to contract COVID, the plane is not as likely as some of the other places.
Yeah, like I read that groups. Today. What was it? Like going to clubs, obviously, bars, which we're not going unless
games,
you're just
concerts.
Stupid. I don't even, if there's any, all those kind of stuff.
School, obviously, and anything where there's a bigger group of people. But, you know, dining in a restaurant is just as, you know, likely as being on an airplane. And, you know, planes are very clean and sanitary these days. So I don't feel fearful when I fly and I'm careful about it. But yeah, you know, life had to go on a little bit. So I'm back on the road.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but you'll take care of yourself. I know you will.
I'm not nervous for some reason.
The only thing I'm not doing, like I said, is going, because I have a few gym memberships. I'm not going to the big gyms, just going to my private personal trainer's house. And that's it. Because that really worries me, is going to like a gym where there's a bunch of people and there's no control over that. But we have a little gym now at our house. We have the Peloton installed and the treadmill and some weights too. So that helps. And Sydney and I are doing our 3-mile walk at night.
The one I go to is very, very religious on kind of making sure they follow everything. Even so much where it's technically kind of like shaming people in there that don't do it.
Really?
So, yeah.
So you feel good about it?
Yeah. Like most of the people, aside from the people who are jogging, they have masks on and you're not, and they always make sure everyone stays away from each other. The most I got close to another person was just kind of walking by them to get to another machine with my trainer. So.
Yeah.
So you can't really ask anybody on a date then, because you can't get close enough to him.
You can't go in for makeout by the treadmill.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Darn it.
Missed opportunities.
Washing your hands, distancing, mask. We take it seriously, right? We're following the rules for sure. I think I'm not fearful because I feel like I can just control what I can control. And I have to, you know.
Is Wyatt going to go back to school or you don't even know?
So yesterday in Texas, they released guidelines that the independent school districts would need to follow. So it was like a big list. And it looks like kids might have to wear their masks to school. And, you know, lunch programs may not happen in cafeterias. You might be eating at your desk. And there's going to be modifications. But then I guess it's really up to each independent school district on how that looks. So what it seems, and I'm sure a lot of people listening, even if you're not in Texas, your story might be the same. It's going to be a blend of in-home learning and in-school learning. And I don't know if that's 1 week on, 1 week off, if it's alternating on days. I'm not sure how that looks.
That makes it hard for you as a single mom if you have to continue to homeschool.
Oh, yeah.
What about sports? Are they still doing sports?
You know, they haven't said, right? So I know a lot of like the University of Texas and other universities have said kids will come back or students will come back, you know, in August, and then they will be released early at Thanksgiving and won't return until after the holidays. So they're kind of doing it that way to support school sports because that's where the money is, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they need, those things to happen. But There has not been any confirming or denying.
Didn't Wyatt go to camp recently?
He did go to a week-long camp.
But did he sleep over?
He did a sleepaway camp, and that was not canceled, although I could see going into the summer some of them might be. In fact, I just read yesterday another camp in Texas released their kids early today because of an outbreak. So parents were having to scramble and go pick up their kids today in Texas. And I don't know which camp that was, but it's hard to plan, right? It's hard to know what's going to happen next. I'm in a good situation where I'm broadcasting from home. So for the most part, if I have to be home while he's homeschooling, it's going to work. I don't think that TV stations will have me back until next year.
Yeah. I've seen some people on TV that are in studio and some people that are not in studio. There are people in studio. Am I seeing that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I saw that today.
So they'll have like one anchor in studio, one anchor at home. They'll alternate. Mm-hmm.
And they'll always have a skeleton crew running it.
Yep.
Oh, so Tommy, I have another idea for you if you're at the gym and you want to meet somebody.
Uh-huh.
So this worked really great for me one time. Have you ever had a treadmill incident?
What? Oh, do you mean like just, what do you mean by treadmill? Do you mean accident or just like what? Yes. What? Okay. No, I have not.
I totally forgot about this until you're talking about the gym. So, oh my God, the most embarrassing thing, one of the most embarrassing things ever that happened to me is I went to Lifetime Fitness when I was single and cute, you know, the one that was over there on like Mockingbird area. So I went there and I was, you know, getting like all cute in my outfit, getting ready to get on the treadmill. And so I get on the treadmill and I just went boom, face first.
No!
And rolled off the end. I'm like, I'll show this guy. Boy, did I show him. Some asshat left the treadmill on at like 7 or 8 and just left. And I didn't see it when I stepped on. I just went face first. I almost broke my whole face out. It was like broke my teeth again. Oh. It was just like awful. Oh. It was so embarrassing.
So you hopped on to an active treadmill not knowing it was on.
Yeah, and I probably seriously hurt myself, but I was so embarrassed that I just acted like, oh, nothing happened.
Did anybody ask you if you were okay?
Not really. I think they were all embarrassed for me. I think maybe one person did, but I was so pissed off. And this like little, I call her like a female twink, you know, had moved to another treadmill and left this damn thing on. I wanted to kill her. I was so mad because she was like this big around and just attitude-y. And I couldn't believe somebody's that dumb to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Poor, I mean, that's serious. I could have like broken my arm. But it was going fast. 7 or 8. I could have broken my arm, my leg or whatever, knocked my teeth out again. Like I said, I mean, it was dangerous.
Did you abandon the whole thing or did you get back on it, turn it off?
No, I had to get my dignity. I just like, oh, I didn't know it was on. So I got up, back on and did my whole workout in horrible pain.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my God. It was so embarrassing. Oh. That was like, I think I went to the gym for a week. At least not at the same time.
You were like, that's it. Working out is bad for my health.
Oh my God. So yeah, if you want to get noticed, you know, get on a treadmill that's running already. All right. Everyone will notice you.
I'll let you know if that works.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh my God, that was the worst gym story ever. Oh Lord.
I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Who just jumps off a moving treadmill and then like leaves it?
Some dumbass. I don't know. Just not thrilled at all.
I mean, how do you dismount off of a moving treadmill? I guess you did.
Yeah, I just not so successfully. Not so successfully.
Oh my gosh. Well, we've got some fun things coming up over the next few weeks on the I Don't Give Her Up podcast. We've got some special guests stopping by in the next week and week after that as well. So we'll just tease that and say tune in. We've got some good people stopping by.
Yeah,
and
we'll
sharing.
Bring Mr. Lance back. We're going to bring Carrie Brittingham from Real Housewives of Dallas. And then I'm really excited about Dr. Vu Ho. Go check him out at Beyond Beautiful. He is my miracle worker.
Has he done things with your face?
He has done things with my face. And he's making me feel and look more youthful. And I'm happy about that.
Ooh,
there
yay.
We go.
Yes. And he's a plastic surgeon.
He's a plastic surgeon.
Okay, yes. So we get to have a plastic surgeon on, which means we get to ask all the questions that
so
you want to
know.
So
the reason I want to preface that is if anybody has questions that you want to ask a plastic surgeon, then send them. Don't we have an email? What is our email address, Tommy?
You can do it on direct message on Instagram.
Yeah, you can direct message us on Instagram either. Actually, it's better to probably, there's an I Don't Give a Rip too, but I don't know if I don't, somebody else runs that account. So I'll have to ask her if she's getting any questions for us.
Okay.
And then you can direct message Amy Vanderoff or Deandra Simmons or Tommy Staley. Right. What is your thing called? Instagram?
IDGR Tommy.
IDGR
is the one for I Don't Give a Rip.
And then what's our Gmail?
The Gmail is I Don't Give a Rip Podcast, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail.com.
Okay, so if you have any questions for the plastic surgeon or for me about what work I've had done, yes, I will answer them.
Yes.
Because I'm a truth teller.
Yes.
So
I like
get them ready, people.
All right. She just won't answer any questions about what she's doing this week for
I'm just
work.
Telling you, at 50, you don't wake up like this. You do wake up in the middle of the night when you're eating like that, hungry.
That was the biggest secret we've learned.
Yes.
That Deandra's a middle of the night snack maker.
Snack attack.
Yeah.
There you go.
Snack attack. All right, you guys, okay. Be well this week. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. All the things. And we'll see you back here next week.
Bye-bye.
I'm Deandra Simmons, and you can find me on Instagram at Deandra Simmons, on Facebook at Deandra Simmons, and on Twitter at Deandra Simmons.
Very good. Amy Vanderoff across the board, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. That's an O-E-F.
Okay, here I am. On Facebook, it's D Simmons. On Instagram, it's Mama D Simmons. And I think that's all I have, Dan.
M-O-M-M-A.
Oh, yeah. Everybody spells it wrong. M-O-M-M-A. And then D-E-E Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S.